from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howard Simon is in studio with us this morning. We're talking about the Bills. How great is that? I mean, we're a few days away from the home opener.
Yeah.
It's a clean slate.
Yeah.
What's your level of optimism going into this season?
Not where it was the last few years. Thanks for opening on a downer question, Susan. I appreciate it very much.
I'd like to get right to the
Brian, you have anything? No, yeah, it's not where it was the last few years. I think it doesn't mean they can't be good. It doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs, win the division, get to the Super Bowl, the whole schmear. I don't go into the season going legit Super Bowl contender right there with the top teams in the league, because I think there are far too many questions about this team this year.
Are you still like drought jaded at all? Because I am. Because you go into the season, I think you're right, and we're not saying, all right, you know, Super Bowl, like that is a real possibility. I feel like people are a little more reserved, like let's get in the playoffs, let's see what happens.
Right.
And to me, that's still pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's funny. I was going to say it's not necessarily drought jaded. It's the bar was raised.
Yeah.
And so we're used to the bar being at a certain level. Well, I just don't think they're there right now. So that's why I said it can happen. And there's an argument that maybe it's better. Nobody's talking about them. A lot of people are picking them to not defend the division title. So maybe as opposed to a year ago when everybody was all crazy about the Bills and on board and all the hype and everything in the national media, maybe it's better that they just kind of go under the radar this year and mm-hmm. they show up and Josh is Josh and everything's okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Like maybe they play better when they have this underdog mentality
right.
instead of, you know,
yeah.
like you said.
So you never know how this stuff plays out. But, I mean, the one thing is, I know athletes are used to pressure, but there was a lot of pressure with those expectations for the last few years. Well, after, you know, they got to the AFC Championship, now they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Well, 13 seconds, they probably would have gone and won the Super Bowl. There's a lot of pressure when the expectations are that high. So I think there's a little less pressure on the team, but you know, obviously everybody still expects them to be in the playoffs and hopefully win the division again.
It is a weird spot for the organization, right? Because it's kind of a first for them, right?
Yeah.
They, you know, for forever, they stunk. They were terrible, no good, rotten, very bad every day. And it was a miserable existence. And then we've been awesome. And it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's been awesome being awesome. I don't need to say that to anybody.
You're on the air because you're a wordsmith.
I am a wordsmith. And now we're in this like 1 year where it kind of feels like they're retooling things
right.
a little bit. They
right.
need to maybe take a step back to take two steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
But can the organization handle taking a step back from being awesome without, you know, reacting or having like that gut reaction in the middle of it? I think it's a good test.
I don't think they would have a gut reaction. Look, you know, who knows how the season will play out, but the first month and a half is a brutal schedule. So it's entirely possible 3-3, maybe 2-4, who knows? I don't think they would have a gut reaction and do something crazy, because I believe internally, the brain trust, McDermott, Bean, and company, they know it's kind of a reset year. Now, the good, if you're looking for the optimistic view, Brian, this is not they were really good, had to tear it down, go back down and build it back up again. This is what might just be a little blip on the radar screen while still being good enough to make the playoffs and maybe make a run. And then next year, draft capital, tons of cap space. So if a down year for the Bills is now, hey, they might just have to be a wild card team, and then you never know, that's actually a good thing, that it's not worse than that. I do believe this team is good enough and should be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What position are you most concerned about?
Well, that quarterback, I just think he's... No. I'll give you one on both sides of the ball. I'm still worried about wide receiver. Everybody's going to feed and eat and all this, and don't worry, you don't need a true number one. I'm not necessarily a fan of that. So I need to see these guys prove themselves. There's a lot to ask of a rookie in Coleman, and then the new guys, and Shakir is the guy with the most returning catches in the room. So I'm worried about wide receiver. I think safeties could be an actual nightmare. I mean, it's the first time since 2016 the Bills will go into the season without Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde back there. That was a great luxury. I think there are a lot of questions on the backside of the defense, and the Bills have been known for not giving up big plays. That might change this year. I think the safeties have a lot to show us.
Speaking of receivers, Stephon Diggs did an interview recently. He said he thought he knew that before even last year began, that was probably his last year in Buffalo.
Yeah.
That part, I didn't really care about that part. The part that interested me, Howard, was he did the interview at GQ.
I know what GQ is.
I know you're a subscriber.
I might not dress like I know what GQ is.
I want to go back to the late 80s, early 90s, back when you are on WBEN maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What player would be most likely then to be doing an interview with GQ magazine? And what would the talk radio caller have to say about a player doing an interview in GQ 30 years ago?
That's a really good question. I know what the second question would be. People would be going crazy, up in arms. What are you doing? GQ, why don't you concentrate on getting ready for the season? Why are you out doing any interviews? Blah, 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 blah. Like it actually makes a difference.
Yeah.
The first person to do it, that's a really good question. There's nobody that came to mind right away. I just tend to gradually go towards the big name guys like an Andre Reed, or actually I'm trying to think like who were like the fashion plates of the early 90s teams.
Who's the Gucci guy?
They would get dressed after the game and you go, wow, that is quite the outfit.
Bruce Smith.
I was thinking
the big
about
fur coat
too, yeah.
Right? Something
well, but
like
even
that?
Van had a fur coat.
Van.
So, I mean, Van came to games in the winter
Van
with a big fur coat
been
on.
Doing
Van
would have
been the GQ guy, that's right.
The point being is that they didn't have GQ guys and they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good omen.
Yeah.
It's like earlier this morning we were talking about AI put a list out of the most and least attractive hockey teams.
Really?
Which one do you want to be? Most attractive or least attractive?
Least attractive.
That's right.
Yeah. Means you're tough. You got in a lot of fights. You've lost some teeth. You got scratches. Your nose has been broken 7 times.
Put me on
Give me
bottom
the least
of that
attractive
list, please.
Team. Yeah.
And keep my team off the pages of GQ magazine.
This is why, Susan, this is why I come in. The insight from Brian is why I come in here.
I know. You miss it.
We didn't get that on your show.
No, well, we weren't that insightful. We're not into deeper discussions like that. We were very top of the surface.
We're so glad you could stop by.
My pleasure. Nice to see you folks. I hope you're doing well.
Great to see you.
Hope to see you around.
We'll see
more.
You later this month, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Your
right. We'll be
fame?
There? Okay.
Of course.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get selfies.
Okay.
All right.
I'll submit it to GQ.
Love you, Brian. I'm dressed for GQ today. So that would you want to do a cover shoot right now?
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Howard Simon, ladies and gentlemen, joining us this morning, helping us kick off the Bills season all this week on WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.